Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition, with my man Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com, as well as the Dorf on Sports radio team. So much happening in the sports world, Mike. We got the bowl games upon us. We've got big-time NFL action, NBA action, NHL. You name it, bro. We got you covered in every single way. How you doing this morning, brother?
Doing really good. I'm doing better than you since you've been battling your cold and everything. But yeah, you are exactly right, man. You got college football, you got NBA, you got the NFL today. It is this is probably for me the best time of the year. You got everything going. The NBA really gets going this time of year. I mean, I really think the NBA starts at Christmas on Christmas Day with all, you know, they play like five or six games and, you know, we're off and running.
You know, you're talking about that, and there's obviously that big game with Cleveland and Golden State, but no Steph Curry playing in that game. Does it take something away to you a little bit with him not playing in that basketball game?
A little bit, but I mean, it's still, you know, it's still Cleveland, it's still Golden State. There's still enough star power in that game to pique the fans' interest. I mean, Steph brings in a lot of people, but you know, KD brings in plenty of people as well. So, you know, I don't really think anything of it.
All right, we're just getting warmed up. Give us a call, 1-800-878-7529. Let us know what's on your mind about the sports world. Get at us on Twitter. It's Pigskin Opinion for Mike and Dorf on Sports for me. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. This is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I wanna know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Ortenschlager to the sideline, caught. First down! Woo! What a hit! Denzel Ward! You got barbecue back there? And you didn't invite me? Hurt my feelings!
Gotta love that guy, Gus Johnson on the call. I love that man so much, especially the way he calls games. He's passionate, he's emotional. He gives it to you, man. That's what he does, and that's what we do here on Dorf on Sports with Mike Wilson, the weekend edition. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. We want to talk to you about what's going on in the sports world. Like, who are you feeling good about in the NBA? Who are you feeling good about in college basketball? You know, college basketball is going on right now, Mike, and we haven't really talked much about it, and it's unfortunate because we're sitting right here in Phoenix, Arizona, and we have one of the best teams in the nation in the Arizona State Sun Devils. How surprising is that, my friend?
Very surprising, considering.
Well, there he is, Mike. You got to come back to us here, so we'll get him in a moment. But
there he is.
What's up, yep. Mike? It's pretty surprising, isn't it?
No, real surprising, considering what they had coming back from last year, and they're so guard heavy. You know, it's great that they're number three in the nation, 12-0. Their first game's against U of A on the 30th next Saturday down in Tucson.
As far as the pack goes, you're talking.
As far as the pack goes, but for them to get out of, you know, non-conference play to be undefeated, I mean, you know, that more power to them. But I'm not totally sold on them.
Well, but they've already had some signature wins. I mean, they beat Kansas at Kansas, and I know that Kansas isn't quite Kansas yet, but at the end of the day, they beat Xavier. They do have a few nice signature victories already during the season. So I like them. They've got great guard play, Trey Holder, Justice, all these guys. They can play Remy Martin. They've got really good guard play, Lake up front, and they're very solid, man. And I just think Bobby Hurley has done an unbelievable job with this team. He's gotten them to heights and levels that I don't think people would have ever expected here at Arizona State, to be honest with you, man. And more power to them. But Villanova, we know how good they are. They're always tough. The Kentuckys of the world are very good. And like I said,
the Blue Bloods.
Yeah, I mean, and of course, Duke is very good. And they've got a real special kid, Marvin Bagley III, who is also a kid from Arizona. And I'm really disappointed. You know, I would have loved to have had that kid be a U of A Wildcat or an ASU Sun Devil, but he goes to be a blue, a Duke Blue Devil, which the irony there is, think about this. So Bobby Hurley has always been a devil, right? But he used to be a Blue Devil. Now he is a Sun Devil, and he's the right kind of devil, if you ask me, Mike.
Well, yeah, I mean, when he was at Duke, couldn't stand him. You know, because I'm not a Duke fan. I mean, I respect the program, but I'm just not a Duke guy. But since he's gone here, since he's gotten to Tempe, you know, he struggled a little bit. I mean, let's kind of call it like it is. He hasn't had the talent that he wanted. He hasn't had his guys necessarily. Now he kind of has his guys. The things that I worry about with this team is that Hurley plays his guys a lot, his starters a lot. They're not exactly deep as a team. So you wonder by the end of conference play, or about halfway through conference play, are these kids going to be gassed? And up front, you know, there's not a lot of depth with the bigs. So that concerns me as well. I still think that U of A is the best team in the conference because they got the best players, and they're starting to figure this out down in Tucson. So, you know, when it's all said and done, it's going to set up for a great ASU U of A game, or series this year. So,
yeah, you know, I agree with you on a couple of those points you made. And I think that part of it is, you know, we're still getting some guys back here for ASU. So
yeah.
They don't have a full complement of players yet. But that was the one thing that was pretty troubling and concerning to me when I'm talking about Bobby Hurley, because I did notice most of the days his rotation is about eight players. But in the last couple few games, he has started to expand that a little bit. And there are a few more guys getting in the mix. So I do think that that's key. You got to be able to play about 10 players so that you're not playing Trey Holder way too many minutes and Remy Martin. And Remy Martin, man, oh, man, he can get up that floor, boy. I'll tell you what, he can absolutely fly up and down the floor. So their guard play is exceptional. And you know as well as I do and everybody else, when it comes March Madness time, you need to have that really, really strong guard play. Yep. And ASU's got that. And I don't think that's going anywhere, Mike.
No, I don't think it's going anywhere either. I really like Remy. I think he's going to be great once Trey graduates. I think he's going to be a great leader for this team. But we got to see how it plays out. I mean, injuries are the big equalizer. You know, everybody has to stay healthy going into tournament play and conference play and all those kind of things. So, you know, it's just one of those things. I don't exactly trust ASU just yet. I mean, I got to see how they do in conference play, and then maybe I'll jump on. But I'm kind of waiting at the train station right now.
No, I'm with you. You're not quite on that train that Herm Edwards has started yet for the football program, and you're kind of in that wait and see mode when you're talking about obviously the Arizona State Sun Devil basketball team. And let's switch gears actually, and let's talk a little bit about the ASU football program. Any news on some people coming in, or what's the latest?
There's not a lot of news. I mean, the two coordinators left. They hired Lickens. I'm not sure exactly how I say his last name, as a new offensive coordinator. And I think he'll be a good offensive coordinator. I really do. He's going to bring that kind of dual threat. He's going to maximize what Manny Wilkins can do. But you know, he's going to have to figure out how he's going to get his run game going, because they lost two great running backs this year. They lost, you know, they lost Balazs
and
Richard. Yeah. So they're going to have to figure out how to replace those guys. But anytime you got the receiving core that they're going to have, it certainly could give ASU a great, you know, air attack next year going into 2018.
Yeah, I love N'Keal Harry. That guy's an absolute freak.
That guy's a
freak.
Man.
Yeah, he's an absolute freak. Let's jump back into college basketball real quickly for a moment here.
Sure.
And we haven't talked much about it. I mean, it's obviously early in the season, like you said, but Villanova number one right now, Michigan State number two, Arizona State number three, Duke. It's kind of hard to think that we're ahead of Duke. Duke number four, North Carolina number five, Miami number six, Kentucky seven, Texas A&M 8, Xavier 9, West Virginia number 10. So a lot of interesting teams when you think about who's in the top of the country right now. TCU, another undefeated team. The Horned Frogs, we haven't really talked much about them for years when you really think about it. But there's three teams in the top 25. They're undefeated. That's Villanova, ASU, and TCU. So doing a great job, really, when you think about what Bobby Hurley has done for this Arizona State Sun Devil program. I'll tell you what, though. Oklahoma's got this young kid, man, who is a lot like Steph Curry. I've been very impressed. The guy's name is Trae Young. Have you seen him play at all?
I have yet to see him play. So, you know,
have you heard, have you heard about him a little bit?
I've heard about him a little bit. I just haven't seen him play live or obviously play on TV. So, you know, it sounds like, I mean, if he's like Steph Curry a little bit, then, you know, his range is once he gets in the parking lot kind of thing.
Exactly. No, and that's what he does, man. He can really shoot the ball. He's got a quick release. And not afraid to take a shot from anywhere, to be honest with you. So, yeah, he's an exceptional young basketball player at Oklahoma, and Oklahoma is now in the top 25 as well. So watch for them throughout the season. In general, man, college basketball, it's so hard to predict, man. It really is so hard to predict.
It is.
You talked about injuries, but there's also the fact of guys leave so early. They play one year and then they're done. So it's really hard to have a cohesive unit when you're playing college basketball. But again, I got to go back to what Bobby Hurley has done here. I mean, these are guys that are sticking around. You know, Trey Holder in his senior year now wasn't like he was going to go out or anything. But those guys, they develop over 3 and 4 years, and they become much better basketball players. So there's something to that, Mike. I really believe that. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. I know we're being up against the break here. So get at us, 1-800-878-7529. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back.
Game here from the State Farm Champions Classic.
Little horn set. Good defense by Matt McQuaid not to allow that handoff to go to Allen so he could turn that corner.
Allen again. Got another one. What a night for Grayson Allen.
The Sun Devils. 22 for Shannon Evans. Remy Martin off the bench, a career-high 21, as they combine for 72 of the Sun Devils, 95, and they shot the Jayhawks at Fog Allen Fieldhouse.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180. All aboard!
You would think a keeper for Bradshaw the last time in this kind of situation, needing a half yard from under center. He will keep as he plows over center. Bradshaw, did he break the plane? Our officials race in on the snowy end zone. They peel the pile. Army claims touchdown. They haven't yet found the quarterback in the ball. Army still exclaiming touchdown. Our officials converse with one another.
The problem is Navy's holding the football. A player from Navy's holding the ball.
And a signal in the air for touchdown. Navy's got the ball, but touchdown signal. Ahmad Bradshaw broke the plane. The ruling on the field is a touchdown from a half yard out by Ahmad Bradshaw. A 13-all deadlock. Navy and Army at an extra point could mean an Army lead.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Yes, I am Andy Dorf. He is Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com, as well as the Dorf on Sports radio team. You're hanging out on the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. And if you want to talk about that Army football team, man, oh, man, they get 10 wins for like the second time in their school's history. Coach Munkin and those guys, wow, just an unbelievable performance against San Diego State in that bowl game. The lock, what was that bowl game called, Mike, by the way? What was it?
I think it's like the Lockheed Armed Services Bowl or, you know, something like
very
that.
Very close. The Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl.
That's close, right.
My friend.
Yep.
And so what happened there was, is it was late in the ball game and Army is down by that touchdown. They need to get the score. They do get the score, and then they go for 2 points, and they get the two-point conversion. So they're up 36-35 at the end of that ball game. And then the crazy play happens on the kickoff where the kid almost breaks it. They get a shoestring tackle. He goes down. Then they have one play left because there's a penalty, and there would have been a 10-second runoff. However, they have one timeout left, so they use their timeout, so they don't have to use the 10-second runoff because the game would have been over in that case. So there's like 7 seconds left in the game, Mike, and then obviously they make the pass. They have a crazy play. It's just all over the place, but nothing winds up developing, and Army goes on to win that bowl game. And maybe the saddest thing about it was is the guy who had the best game was Rashad Penny. The guy has 14 carries, 221 yards, and 4 touchdowns in a losing effort. Like, how does that happen, brother?
So, I mean, who knows? But, I mean, one thing is, I mean, you're playing Army, so you're not playing, like, these defensive geniuses or, like, a tough team defensively. So Rashad's going to get off. He's going to get his. But only to have 14 carries and then have 200 and something yards. It almost seemed every time that I looked up from whatever I was doing, Perry's taking it to the house. I mean, that guy you and I talked about yesterday, he's going to be a great steal at the next level for some NFL team that picks him up in the NFL draft. So he's going to be great. But, you know, if you tuned into that game late, that's all you needed to see, really, was that the late game stuff, because It was nuts. I mean, this is one of the most entertaining football games late in a game that I've seen in a long, long time. So it was fun to watch.
Well, and what wound up happening on that final play is Army winds up, they're throwing it back, they're lateraling back and forth, they're trying to make things happen. Obviously, we're talking about San Diego State, and then the defender on Army winds up catching the ball and running it in for a touchdown, so they wind up winning the game. 42-35 was the actual end score of that game, but really it was like a one-point game and just an unbelievable game. Just what have you thought of bowl season? And then let me know what you just said there, but what have you thought of the bowl season so far in general?
I think the bowl committee did a great job getting matchups, getting fun, potentially fun, entertaining matchups, because the last couple of years it's been kind of a snooze fest with the matchups. But this year we got good matchups. And you know, the other thing, we got interesting teams. There's backstories to some of these players. There's backstories to some of these teams that have made the playoff, made a bowl game for the first time in forever. You got Army's whole thing just being one of the armed services teams. I mean, look, yesterday Army wins the game and they threw for like 6 yards, six or 8 yards or something insane like that. When do you see that? Like never. So
you see that with Army and Navy. That's when you see that. Mike.
That's okay. Well, thanks for pointing out the obvious there, Dorf. But you know, no, I just like the matchups that we got going, and the matchups that we got coming are even better, because now you start getting into those games where you have the bigger teams. I mean, look at the college football playoff. You can't say that we really got that one wrong, that the community got that one wrong. You got the Fiesta Bowl here in town with Washington and Penn State. You know, I mean, you got USC and Ohio State. I mean, it's crazy what we got coming, and the matchups are just making this bowl season to me just fun as hell.
So I've always thought that, you know, the 40, 45, 50 days, whatever it is that these teams have off, is a lot of time to not have that contact, you know, of hitting each other.
And it's already restricted.
Right. But in general, with that being said, do you think it takes these guys about a quarter or so to actually get back into it?
Depending on who you're talking about, if you're saying Alabama, I don't think it takes them, you know, but maybe a snap to get into it, just because the way Saban runs his ship, or any of these playoff teams, you get down into some of these, the smaller bowls. And I think, it takes them a little bit of time just to go, okay, we're getting smacked around, we're getting hit now. Okay, it's go time. It takes a little bit of an adjustment period. Yeah.
What about those schools that the coach is leaving? And you know this already. How do you feel like those players react and respond? I mean, sometimes they're going to react and respond in a real positive manner, but overall, would you say that that's pretty emotionally drastic for kids and very difficult to go out there and perform on their highest level?
Yeah, I would say, because you got a change coming, and a lot of times these players are recruited by the coach that's leaving. So there's an emotional attachment to these coaches. And just to speak on that a little bit, you know, I spoke with some UCLA players yesterday at the Cactus Bowl and their media day and all that. And I asked them, I said, you know, what's it been like with all the upheaval, Chip coming in, Fish on the way out and all that kind of stuff. And each one of them said, even Josh Rosen said to me, he goes, you know, it's an emotional thing, because you have these coaches that recruited you and you're loyal to them because they took the chance on you. They wanted you. And with the new coach coming in, they were excited with Chip. I mean, who wouldn't be excited with Chip Kelly coming in? But, you know, at the same time, they're loyal to the guys that brought them there. They spoke very highly of Jim Mora. But, you know, at the same time, they also said they're looking forward to playing with Chip. It's a tough deal.
I would imagine it is tough. I mean, we're talking about kids who are 18, 19, 20, 21 years old. And like you said, I mean, I think they look at a lot of these guys when they go to these schools, they look at them as somewhat of a father figure, you know? So ultimately it's almost like you're losing somebody that's very close to you. Somebody that has probably your best interest out for you. So ultimately, this is something that you go to battle, you do your best. And I think that that's why sometimes you see some of these real lopsided games where teams don't go out there and they play very well and the performance is just lackluster. And you're wondering, hey, what happened to these guys? They played great during the season, but it's bowl season now and they're not ready for this game. Well, there's a lot of things that go on leading up to the bowl game. And when these coaches are ready to bolt and dodge, it makes it very difficult. So just thinking about the week that's coming ahead, are you really looking forward to the Kansas State UCLA game? Is that the big one for you?
Actually, the big one for me is the Washington Penn State game next weekend at the Fiesta Bowl. That'll be a fun matchup to watch. You got Washington's offense against a very stingy Penn State defense. You got Saquon Barkley for Penn State, and that, you know, and against that Washington D, who the Washington D is really good. I mean, you and I saw them in person when they kind of laid an egg against ASU. But that's a defense. If you need a three and out, they're going to get you the three and out to get the ball back. You know, and then you got the other one that's in town is, you know, the Kansas State UCLA game. And it looks like Rosen's not going to play. I mean, he's been kind of banged up a little bit. He's been in practice. He's been very limited in practice, and it sounds like he's not going to go. If he's not going, then I put Kansas State as the favorite in that game because Rosen changes things that much.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Maybe Zach had something to do with that. I mean, shaking his hand, did he squeeze it too hard or something?
He might have squeezed it too hard or something. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. And obviously, we want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, especially the American Forces Network. We appreciate what you guys do for us so greatly, making it possible for Mike and I to be here talking to you and everybody else. So we got to take a quick pause for the cause, but really appreciate you guys from the American Forces Network. And obviously, we love SB Nation Radio, too. So keep it close, everybody. We will be right back after the pause for the cause. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf. He is Mike Wilson. We'll be right back.
Are you still searching for that perfect gift? Dell has an amazing selection with something for everyone on your list. Check out Dell.com to find the best brands of electronics, like gorgeous LG TVs, plus the hottest laptops with Intel Core processors and the latest gaming PCs. There's still time to get something great under the tree. And did we mention there's free shipping on everything? Call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
PoolDog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, PoolDog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including the APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. It's easy to test out some new equipment, and be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. For a free catalog, head to PoolDog.com. That's PoolDog.com.
Sports fans, for the best sports gifts, there's only one place to go, SteinerSports.com. With hundreds of daily doorbusters, some up to 90% off, Steiner Sports has you covered for all your sports gift needs. Steiner Sports is the leader in authentic hand-signed collectibles and official collectibles company of the biggest names in sports like Steph Curry, Aaron Rodgers, Derek Jeter, Odell Beckham Jr., Gary Sanchez, and more. Go now to SteinerSports.com to get that unforgettable gift at a Black Friday price. This holiday season, score big at Steiner Sports.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Anchor.fm is a great new platform that has some of the coolest audio on the planet. You'll find Rick Tittle's Comedy Spotlight and his interviews with all of today's biggest comedians, plus the best in politics, music, and more. Anchor has it all. And if you want to get in on the action, you can start your own station and be the DJ you've always dreamed of. If you're looking to launch a podcast, Anchor is the easiest way to begin. And with so many ways to interact with your listeners, you'll be destined for greatness. So check out the Comedy Spotlight and more at anchor.fm.
His legs scooped up by Irving ahead, extra feed. Oh, a special delivery, Brown to Tatum on a racket.
Nice job running a half court offense tonight, buddy.
Oh, block by LeBron James, he beat it up.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Hello, everybody, welcome back. That was Coolio, man. That's pretty awesome stuff.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, that's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. We're going to obviously shift gears. We're going to talk a little NBA basketball. And let's start with your Boston Celtics, who have struggled as of late, Mike, to be honest with you. And I've always been a guy that thinks adversity is a good thing. And, you know, when you're rolling and everything's just too easy for you, sometimes you hit a little bump in the road, and that's sort of what the Boston Celtics have hit right now. But with that being said, still the best record in the Eastern Conference, 27-9, Toronto 23-8, Cleveland 24-9, and then everybody else behind that. But the truth is Boston's a good basketball team. Tatum has been fantastic. Got to be up in the running for Rookie of the Year along with Ben Simmons and a couple other guys too. But ultimately, Boston struggled a little bit. Are you glad to see them kind of going through a little bit of adversity right now?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, as far as the, you know, they had that streak of 16 games and everything was easy and they were scoring at will. Kyrie's doing what Kyrie does. And, you know, they were winning some close games. Losing Hayward at some point is going to come back to bite you in the backside. So it's good to go through the tough times and kind of see your way through it. Let's call it what it is. I mean, you know, Cleveland has the best player on the planet. And at the end of the day, you know, everything goes through Cleveland anyways. I mean, I don't think Cleveland really cares about having home court advantage. Home court advantage means more for Boston than it does Cleveland, because I don't think Cleveland in the last few years has really cared to have that home court advantage, because they feel like they can win on any court, any day. You know, I mean, let's face it, if you got LeBron, you can do that. But we'll see. You know, if Hayward makes a return this year, we'll see how that adds the dynamic to the Celtics. But you know, every team's going to go through some tough times. Cleveland went through theirs at the beginning of the year, trying to assimilate everybody into that offense and trying to find their role. And maybe Boston's kind of doing the same thing right now. But I mean, they also have some young guys. I mean, that are just learning how to play in this league. I mean, right now, if you could put Jaylen Brown as maybe one of the most improved players in the NBA.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I mean, you could also, in that sense, I hate to say it, but you could put Giannis in that category too.
Oh yeah.
But he's also an MVP candidate too, because all he's done every year in this league, all he's done is improve as well. So
absolutely.
There's a lot of really good up and coming budding superstars in the NBA. And you mentioned Cleveland, and Cleveland's still not at full strength. They got IT coming back. I see him on the floor a little bit right now. When they get IT back, wow, man, oh man, what a difference that's going to make for them in general. They'll have another great scorer on that team, a guy they can go to in the fourth quarter along with LeBron James.
Yeah.
I think that makes Cleveland really tough, man. I really do.
It does. And, you know, just the interesting thing with me and IT, I mean, I love that kid. You know, I love that guy. But when you come back from a hip injury, I just want to see how good is it? I mean, like, how good is he going to be? Is he going to be IT from the last year and a half, or is it going to be, is he going to have to adjust his game a little bit, going down the stretch of the playoffs? But the one thing with Boston, I hate going back to them a little bit. The thing that kind of calms me a little bit, even through the struggles, is Brad Stevens. Brad Stevens, you never see him get too upset. You never see him get too overjoyed with stuff. He's just a model of just keeping it on the level. You know, he's not going to be overly worried. He's not going to be overly concerned. He just thinks things are going to come around. And the way he runs his team, there's a lot of teams right now that would throw a lot of money at Stevens to have them coaching him.
No, absolutely. I mean, he's one of the best, brightest minds in this game, and obviously a young guy. He relates real well to, obviously, his players. He does a fantastic job. I love the guy. I always thought he was a great coach at Butler, and as soon as he got his opportunity to go to the NBA, I had no doubt in my mind that he would be successful. So, I think that the Boston Celtics, are you worried that they're just going to be a good regular season team? And
a little bit.
But with that being said, I hate to say it, I don't see many teams that can beat Cleveland or Boston in the Eastern Conference. Toronto may have something to say about it. Washington, if they get healthy with John Wall and everybody else, they may have something to say about it. I don't believe in Indiana, and I'm a Milwaukee Bucks fan. I don't necessarily believe in Milwaukee either, man. I mean, they have to be in the top four to get a first round win, if you ask me. If they're not in the top four, they're probably not getting a first round advancement. So I don't think there's really too many teams that can beat Boston or Cleveland. I think it's a two-headed race, man. I really do.
No, I'm with you. But going back to your question, you know, you could have the greatest regular season, you know, in the history of the league, and if you don't make it to the finals, a lot of teams look at that as just, you know, it doesn't mean anything. So
if you don't win the finals and you have that best record as well, maybe that's a problem. Think about Golden State a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that's where I was going. I was like, Golden State had a great season, a phenomenal season a couple of seasons ago, but it didn't amount to anything because they didn't win the title. And Golden State's all about winning titles. Cleveland's all about winning titles. Boston's all about winning titles. That whole city and all their sports teams are all about it. It doesn't matter the playoffs. If you get there, you got to win it. You got to go all the way. You got to get the ring. You got to get the banner. Like I said, let's just see how it all plays out. You know, IT is a big thing coming back.
Absolutely.
Well,
Hey, you know, I want to get into this real quickly, and then we'll shift gears and talk about the Western Conference a moment, because that's obviously been very interesting watching Houston play. But, you know, I don't watch a lot of other sports things, but I do see things, and I see comments, and I see people post things on Facebook and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm watching this one the other day about Colin Cowherd talking about Giannis, you know, not being like LeBron, not being this and that, and everybody's talking about him being the next big thing. You know, I think what he's not realizing first and foremost is there's never going to be another LeBron James. So when people say things like that and they try to compare people and go, oh, this is the next LeBron, there's never going to be the next LeBron. There's never going to be the next Kyrie. There's only going to be the first of somebody. So there's the first Giannis Antetokounmpo, and he's the only Giannis Antetokounmpo, and he is the Greek freak for a reason. And as far as he can't shoot, I hate to say it, the guy scores 30 points a game. What more do you want from the guy? He doesn't need to shoot three-pointers. So sometimes people just talk and talk smack just to talk smack. And honestly, if you listen to enough sports commentary, I would hope you understand. Don't listen to the Colin Cowherds of the world, because all that guy does is talk smack about people. If you want to talk about sports, talk sports. Don't talk smack about people.
No, I would agree. And a lot of these national guys, I mean, you'll probably agree with this. It's almost like they got a great gig, but they're a bunch of fanboys.
Let me ask you this, Mike. Do you think that Colin Cowherd has ever put a jock strap on? Do you think this guy's ever played at any high level? So where does it give this guy the right to talk smack about somebody that's doing it on the highest level?
Well, I mean, I mean, that's why he gets paid what he does. I mean, people somewhere, someplace like what he does, and they like his opinions. They like stir the pot. I mean, look at Stephen A. Look at Skip. Look at all those guys. Like, sometimes I listen to those dudes, and I'm like, what are you talking about? What? How can you say that? But they, you know, they get paid to be controversial. Now, whether they believe that behind closed doors is a whole other thing. But I will tell you this with Giannis. I mean, come on. There's one Giannis. There's one LeBron. There's one Michael. I hate it. I absolutely just hate it when you see these things on social media. Who was better, Jordan or LeBron, Kobe or Bird, Magic or, you know. It's different eras. It's different players. It's different styles of basketball. You can't compare these guys at all. The closest that we've ever got to Jordan is Kobe. I mean, and that's like, and Kobe's like a distant 1A. Like he's not even close to me what Jordan was, but in terms of just that killer instinct and the way he approached the game, that's the closest we've got to that. When they compare LeBron and Jordan, I just sit there and laugh. I'm like, they're two totally different players. LeBron is Magic. He's more of a Magic kind of guy than he is Jordan, you know, or he's even closer. He may even be like Bird a little bit than he is Jordan. I don't like these comparisons because you got two different eras, three different eras, different styles of basketball, different rules. Let's just let these players be who they are and enjoy them as we watch them, as the evolution of the league, you know, develops. I mean, come on, let's just appreciate greatness. And Giannis is on that way to greatness. LeBron is there. LeBron is there. You know, you got Jason Tatum coming up. You got all these young kids. Let's let them be the first Jason Tatum. Let's let them be the first Giannis. You know, let's stop all this. We got to compare everything. No, you don't. Just appreciate what's right in front of you.
Yeah,
because
I mean,
before you know it, it's gone.
No, and it's fun. It's fun to compare, but at the end of the day, we're comparing apples to oranges because, like you said, the rules were different back in the day with what you can do. It's the same thing in football. I get so sick and tired of hearing people say this or that and the other about, oh, this guy's the greatest of all time. You know what? Let's agree that they're the greatest of their time. Let's agree on that.
Exactly. All right. So if you took those NFL guys now, and you put them back where, you know, Marino and Elway, they're not going to have the video game numbers, and vice versa. If you put Elway and Marino up with these guys and these rules, they'd throw for 8,000 yards. It'd just be insane. I mean, it's crazy.
So let's get back into the Western Conference real quickly. The Rockets are leading that right now. The Golden State Warriors are right on their heels. They're basically neck and neck when you think about it. Surprisingly, the San Antonio Spurs have played fantastic. They've done it a lot without Kawhi Leonard and Tony Parker for the beginning of the season too. Don't want to not mention that, but I don't really see them as a threat to either one of these teams. Minnesota's having a real nice season. They beat Phoenix Saturday night in Phoenix, Arizona. But the truth of the matter is Oklahoma City all of a sudden in the five spot. What do you think of them, Apples?
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's where Oklahoma City's going to finish. I've always been of the thought that Houston.
No, I think they're a top four team. I'm sorry. When you look at the playoff teams, man, Houston, Golden State, San Antonio. You think Minnesota's going to outlast Oklahoma City? No way, man. No way.
I'll take that bet. Like, I like Minnesota's depth. I like their talent.
I'll take Westbrook any day over anybody in the league.
Okay, that's one guy.
Yeah, and I'll take that guy to go out and win big time over anybody in the league. If it means something and that guy's on the floor, I'm betting on that guy over anybody.
So you're gonna bet Westbrook. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Westbrook. I like his game. I like what he does. I mean, you know, whatever. I would trade for him. Okay.
Absolutely.
But in the end, you're not saying that Oklahoma City's making it to the Western Conference Finals.
No. But I'm saying that, you know, they were out of the playoffs last week, and all of a sudden they're in the top five spots. So Minnesota has played well. Jimmy Butler's been an absolutely fantastic addition for those guys. He's given them a steady veteran, a guy that can ball and get up and down that floor and makes great plays for them. Wiggins is coming on. Towns is coming on. And they're a good basketball team, but – I'm going with Melo. I'm going with Paul George. And, yes, I'm going with Westbrook over those guys any day, all day long. I don't think any of them can compete with
you. I'm not hanging my hat on Melo.
Well, I don't think any of those guys can compete with Houston or Golden State anyway. But at the end of the day,
I'm with you there.
We've got a four team race. It's Boston and Boston and Cleveland, and it's Houston and Golden State. If you ask me in the NBA, anyway.
Yeah, I got a question for you.
Ask me when we come back.
All right, come back. Okay,
and we'll be back to. You can ask me that question. Anyways, he's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Cleveland's on top by one. James held outside. Love. Three. Good!
This is Dorf on Sports.
After a game, he always made sure we had a couple extra beers.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve.
800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you this was the biggest loss of my whole career.
Really?
Great for you guys. So what if a bookie gets hit hard?
Big joke. Big joke.
Never occurs to you that I got a wife and kids like other people.
Well, there goes the 2 weeks at camp I promised the kids this summer.
What are you going to do with all that loot?
Get an operation so I can play my violin again.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We want thoughts We want opinions. Get at us. All our number two, by the way, folks. We talk all NFL because we bring in SB Nation Radio and absolutely love hearing from the fans all over the country at 1-800-878-7529. And, Mike, what I'm really interested in getting into with you on the NFL side of things is the playoff picture and all the implications from the games that happen on Saturday, the games that happen on Sunday. You know, some big-time things are going to happen in the next couple of weeks for a lot of teams.
No, it is, and there's a lot of playoff positioning still to be determined, so it's going to be an interesting watch today. Pittsburgh's in Houston, so we'll see how that shapes up after their, you know, their loss to New England last week, so we got it going.
Yeah, no, it's a really, really big week in the NFL, as we all know, and I like what they've done with the last couple weeks where they make those division games because they mean a lot more for all these teams. Anyways, I know we got to get the heck out of Dodge. We'll be back for hour number two, and SB Nation Radio kicks in. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports.